I suppose it took a couple of days to sink in, like from the stage win, and you know, it's just a big big relief really to have got it all over with. And you know, it's been a long 3 weeks, and it's been a lot of stress and a lot of pressure, and it's been really, really tough. So it's just a big sense of relief today, just to kind of be able to relax and not have to go out on the bike and suffer for 100-120 miles. So it's great.
Well, I don't know if you read the papers or the publications, and days after, your Philip Dagenham's name has now been thrown in with the likes of Stephen Roach and Sean Kelly, the greats of Irish cycling. I'm sure they're the guys you looked up to when you were younger. What's it like having your name now associated with people like that?
Yeah, well, like, I never dreamt that, you know, I'd be even mentioned alongside those guys. So yeah, it's like a dream come true. So yeah, it's unbelievable. Like, I never really thought starting the Tour of Spain that, you know, I was kind of went into it hoping to go maybe for a top 20 and maybe probably having to work a little bit for my other teammates who had more experience and were probably more expected to do a result in GC. So yeah, it was pretty unexpected. Like, and after you know, 2 weeks, I started feeling better as the race progressed, and you know, so it was brilliant.
And from there, of course, you took stage 18 last Thursday. You went away with the group, but was down to two, you and another competitor. As you hit the cobbles coming into that Spanish town, was there a confidence in your head that you knew that you could take the stage one here?
No, at the time, I didn't think I'd be able to get it, because the guy who's with Roman Kreuziger is, like, he's a really, really strong rider, and no, to tell you the truth, I thought he would have the edge on me coming into the finish. But yeah, I think he was a lot more tired than me, and just like I was able to take him on the line. So that was a big surprise. Yeah.
Well, knowing from reports on the day after the evening of your stage one and afterwards, a lot of people had been saying that this was on the way, and it's been coming for a while, that Philip Dagenham has the power there to take stage ones on big tours.
Yeah, well, like, everybody's been saying it for a long time, but, I mean, saying it and doing it's a different thing altogether. I mean, I suppose a lot of people always said I had the potential, but it was always kind of things going wrong with a lot of injuries and illness. So I kind of knew, like, it was possible, but it was just kind of all the small things coming together and just getting all the problems out of the way and getting a clear run at things. And, like, this season's been the first season I've had, a really solid year, like, starting back in February, and I've had a really good season racing all the way through, and I think it's a good sign for next year, you know, something I can build on for next year, definitely.
Well, it certainly is a magical moment in your career, and when you take your first victory on a big major, that's the one, I suppose, that's going to stand out in your head, Philip.
Yeah, I don't think I'll forget the stage win in a hurry, especially the stage that it was in Avila. It's a very well known stage. Like, every year the rider that wins it is, like, it's kind of notorious for being known as a very hard stage. So, like, everybody, the day after I won, like, all the Spanish riders were coming up to congratulate me and saying that, you know, it's not a stage that any, you know, everybody always remembers the stage to Avila and how hard it is, and they always remember the winner, you know. So it's definitely something I won't be forgetting in a hurry.